Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Psalms chapter 58. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Justice, do you rulers know the meaning of the word? Do you judge the people fairly? No. You plot injustice in your hearts. You spread violence throughout the land. These wicked people are born sinners. Even from birth they have lied and gone their own way. They spit venom like deadly snakes. They are like cobras that refuse to listen, ignoring the tunes of the snake charmers, no matter how skillfully they play. Break off their fangs, O God. Smash the jaws of these lions, O Lord. May they disappear like water into thirsty ground. Make their weapons useless in their hands. May they be like snails that dissolve into slime, like a stillborn child who will never see the sun. God will sweep them away, both young and old, faster than a pot heats over burning thorns. The godly will rejoice when they see injustice avenged. They will wash their feet in the blood of the wicked. Then at last everyone will say, "There truly is a reward for those who live for God. Surely there is a God who judges justly here on earth." Once again, that was in Psalms chapter 58, the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. It is so easy to take justice for granted, until it is gone. We don't know if David wrote this psalm when he was king or on the run, but people were using their power to pervert justice. David prayed to the Lord to restore justice. This requires personal choices, correct judgment, and systems that are fair for all. Corrupt people think only of what benefits them, coming up with endless excuses for their selfish actions. The godly are willing to sacrifice for what is right so that the whole world may benefit. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. It is important to pursue God's righteousness in our lives and God's justice in the world. People tend to emphasize one over the other, but they are both vitally important. How can you allow Jesus to lessen sin and selfishness inside of you? What can you do today to make the world fairer for others? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.